AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Gas prices have dropped for the first time in 9 weeks. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
It's a good news, bad news story when it comes to the price of gas. The good news? The average is below $5 a gallon at $4.97. The bad news, says GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan.
The concern being that a jump in interest rates could cause the economy to slow down or to tip into recession. And it's that fear that's driving oil lower.
So that could mean prices will continue to fall.
It's possible. The national average could fall another 10 to 20 cents a gallon between now and July 4, should things go right.
GasBuddy.com says we're still paying $1.92 per gallon more than we were a year ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden says he's considering a holiday on the federal gasoline tax that could save U.S. consumers more than 18 cents a gallon. The Republican Speaker of Arizona's House says calls from top advisors to former President Trump to overturn his 2020 election loss were unsupported, unwise, and juvenile. Speaker Rusty Bowers is among a series of state election officials set to testify tomorrow before the House January 6 committee. Sherelle Griner says her wife, WNBA star Brittany Griner, tried to call her nearly a dozen times on their anniversary Saturday, but the phone line through the American Embassy in Russia was not staffed and they never connected. Sherelle Griner tells the AP she's had to rely on third-party assessments of her wife's condition.
The big picture is I don't know how she is. The biggest picture of it all is the fact that not being able to hear her voice real time, I have no understanding besides what people tell me is my wife's condition.
Russian authorities have been holding Brittany Griner on drug-related charges for 4 months. This is AP News. As Title IX marks its 50th anniversary this year, a WNBA owner is among the women athletes who have benefited from the law. Ed Donahue explains.
Jenny Gilder is co-owner of the Seattle Storm. She realized what Title IX means 46 years ago on the Yale University rowing team.
We didn't have showers. So the first thing that started happening as we started doing practices out there was that people started getting sick. And that was when the idea of a protest started.
It set off the Yale Strip-In in 1976 to protest inequities in the treatment of men and women rowers. It propelled Gilder to become an Olympic silver medalist in rowing. She became an investor and philanthropist, co-owner of her hometown WNBA franchise. Gilder says without Title IX, you would not have the WNBA.
You would not have all the women who get to compete at the Olympic level, at elite levels, whatever sport. You're talking.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.